Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
People are discovering, wow, they can have a little eBay business or do something, you know, fulfilled by Amazon, where they go to garage sales and buy materials, put them up on Craigslist or back to Amazon, and make a reasonable living doing that. Those are things that aren't really reflected very accurately in government statistics. Things aren't as bad as what we may be led to believe because of the news. I mean, turn off the TV and you'll be more optimistic immediately.
It's probably just a good life perspective in general, I think, for a lot of things. So are these little businesses sort of real, legitimate businesses, or are they just ways that people are just finding some income stream or just sort of little secondary side things? Maybe it's both and.
Well, it's both and. We've got a young couple who lived down the street from us. He was a school teacher, making about $35,000 a year. You know, responsible, nice family, and all that. Well, he discovered that he could buy cameras on eBay and buy them in bulk. So he may buy 20 of last year's model. Brand new cameras, but just buy them in bulk at a deep, deep discount. He puts them up individually on Amazon and sells them back to people who are interested in photography. A lot of photography students he's discovered is a real big market. He's on track to make $200,000 this year in net profit. Totally bypassing, you know, five times what he was making as a school teacher. Is that just a sideline business, a little hobby? No, that's a pretty serious business. But at the same time, he has more time freedom, flexibility. They travel, bless relatives and friends of theirs because of their abundance and resources that they have. That's the reality of what's available out there. And as I stand here in my office, Neil, I'm looking out at this beautiful carving in a cedar tree of an eagle. Outstretched wings are about 6 feet across. That was done by a lady who had a previous job, was frustrated with that job, remembered how much she had enjoyed working in wood with her daddy when she was a little girl. Well, instead of just doing, you know, sitting at the park bench on Saturday mornings, you know, whittling whistles, she turned that into sculpting out of wood. Her works are magnificent. I've referred a whole lot of people to her. You know, I paid her $1,000 to do the one she did right outside my office here. But there are things like that that people would never think of as real jobs or careers. You would never have somebody as the career counselor when you're a sophomore in college sit down with you and say, gee, I think you ought to grow up to be a tree carver. Those things don't appear. But more and more, I experience people who are finding very unique, individualized opportunities that match how God has gifted them, and they just knock it out of the park in terms of making it a real viable business, yes, with a real income, everything they would expect.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.